Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's one of the most prestigious ministry posts in Hawaii, with a very spiritual and rich legacy. This is largely due to the historical significance of the institution and the many lives impacted throughout the state of Hawaii and beyond every single day. Our guest in this pre-recorded interview is Kahu Cordell Kekoa, chaplain of the Kamehameha School's Kapalama. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we're here, the reason we're with you, the reason you're with us, we believe, is to bring you closer and closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for you to know His love, His grace, His sustaining power in the midst of difficulties, emotional trials, financial mishaps or pains even, to know that in the reality of everyday life, relationship with Jesus Christ can make all the difference. And in that, to let you know that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins and my sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, the living Christ, He rose from the grave and is alive, calling you to Himself this very moment. Kahu Cordell Kekoa is a child of the Reverend Solomon Hutch and Nancy Kekoa. He attended Kamehameha schools from 1967 to 1980. He went on to attend and graduate from Point Loma College in San Diego, California, with a bachelor's degree in business administration with a certificate in computer science. Desiring to teach business, he began teaching at Kamehameha in 1989, but soon felt a call to minister to students of Hawaiian ancestry. He taught Christian education in the middle school for 5 years before pursuing a master's degree in divinity from International College and Graduate School in Honolulu. He received that degree in 2000, as well as his ordination in the Church of the Nazarene. He continued teaching in the middle school for 5 years before being called as the 16th chaplain of the Kamehameha School's Kapalama in 2001, where he currently ministers with the United Church of Christ. His family includes 4 children, Kalani Aukai, Kamanukea, Kaena, and Kuule. Here is our pre-recorded moment, privilege time, with Kahu Cordell Kekoa. I'm here with Kahu Cordell Kekoa, and this blessed moment is such that the magnitude of his ministry and the magnitude of his impact, which literally reaches from generation to generation, speaks of a grace, a calling, a purpose from God, and the way in which he carries himself with such clarity and grace is a real example of the living Lord working through the lives of those who are open to following and being faithful. Kahu, where did you grow up?
I was actually born in a hospital, Kuakini, and when I was born, had lots of Asian babies, and then this one Hawaiian baby. So I was 10 pounds. And so they called me a wrestler name because I was the biggest baby. Was born in Kuakini. We were living in Kaimuki at the time. We moved to Wahewa when I started kindergarten. So I was actually raised in Wahewa. And from there I went on to college and things like that. So it was actually, I would consider Wahewa my growing up days.
Wahewa. What was it like in Wahewa?
Very cold. I would love when we would wake up in the morning, every morning my mom and dad made an agreement for my sister and I that if my mom could get us into Kamehameha schools, then my father would wake up every morning and get us on the bus by 6 a.m. So my mom just had to take care of 5 years of our lives to read to us and get us prepared for school. And then my dad took the next 13 years to make sure every morning we got up, he gave us breakfast and got to the bus. So sometimes he'd wake us up, it's like 45, 50 degrees, and he would put my uniform in the oven so it would warm up. And then when I got out of the bathroom, I'd walk to the oven, grab my pants, pull it on. Oh, nice and toasty and warm. Oh, it felt so good. But that's the love of my dad.
Yes.
You know, the love of a father. So a house that was filled with love, as my dad's also a kahu. So that's what it was like growing up there. We didn't get to know a lot of the friends in Wahiawa because we'd leave before the sun came up and we'd come home when the sun was ready to go down. So we didn't get to meet many friends until about the eighth grade when I played Pop Warner football. That's when I got to meet some of the guys in Wahiawa.
A child of the Reverend Solomon Hotch
and
Nancy Kikoa.
Yes.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
You know, I think there was a good even balance between the two of them. My dad is pure Hawaiian. My mom is pure haole. So I'm hapa, I'm half-half. And I think they both had such value that they placed into my life. My mom was very steadfast supporter of my dad. And my father was always the one doing the ministry. And so my mom was constantly supporting him. And certain things like, what was a wife to be like? What was a woman to be like? My mom, my dad would tell us jokes. My dad's a clown. He's a minister, but he's a clown. He does potty magic and things like that. He's hilarious. And so every night at dinner, we'd take maybe 20 minutes to eat. And then we'd sit there for another 20 minutes while dad tells jokes. And we laugh and we talk. Somebody else tells a joke or we say a story or something. And when we became teenagers, my dad would tell a joke and my mom would crack up laughing. And we'd say to her, "Mom, that's the same joke dad told us like 12 times already since we was in kindergarten." She goes, "I know, but that's just your dad." And she'd swipe her hand across the air. And that's kind of the point where we realized how supportive our mom was of our dad. She didn't need to be the one out there, out in the front. She just supported him. And even though she heard the joke so many times, she still laughed at his jokes. And so that was a valuable, very valuable lesson for me. Even now when I get out in front of people, that I don't have to be the main person. I can be the supporter, you know, of everyone. That came from my mom. And we were all performers. Mom sang beautifully and dad tried to sing. So, you know, we'd always correct him, "Dad, don't sing that note," that kind of stuff. So we as a family were always singing together. And we hardly ever played the radio in the car. Dad would turn it off and start singing a song, and then we'd all join in the van and sing. So we were a singing family. And again, that helped us to stay together as a family, to enjoy all the things. So I have an older brother, Ken, an older sister, Kealani, and a younger sister, Kristen. So there's four of us. And again, we just enjoyed the family together. So I think I learned a little bit from both my mom and my dad, some of the values. And I think the way they treated each other was very, very valuable for all of us in our upbringing. We never saw them argue. And what we found out later was when they had a disagreement, they would put us as the children, go sit and watch TV, go watch Gillian's Island, you know, go watch Carol Burnett's show. And they'd go in the back part of the house and they'd have their discussion. And when they were done, they would come back out and we kids would still be watching TV. And we never knew they had such a discussion. And so, you know, life was good for us. We didn't have those kinds of arguments and yelling and screaming. And, you know, I only got into one argument with my sister our whole lives. And that was a good thing, you know. So it just took time as we saw other people and said, "Oh, that's how things are." So I always thought everybody's family was like that.
Real secure.
Very secure family.
Safe, warm. Mm-hmm. Warm environment. What a blessing.
Yes. Mom, we needed to have that. You know, we needed to have our dad to be the dad. We needed our mom to be the mom. And together they helped raise us and shape us to be the people that we are today. So wonderful, wonderful thing.
How did you become a Christian?
You know, dad's sermons were always about family somehow. He always tied in family. And always being raised in the church and Sunday morning services, and then we'd all have lunch together, then we'd take a nap. You know, we were raised in the Nazarene church, so my dad would call it Nazarene nap. So we always took Sunday afternoon naps. And then we woke up in the evening and we'd have a fun service first. Well, what's the Bible? And, you know, tic-tac-toe and choose your categories and things. And we'd sing fun songs for, that was the first hour of church. And then we'd go upstairs and we'd sing more of the hymns and the, you know, the evening worship service were a good Bible study kind of thing. So I was raised in the church, all of us. And when I was in high school is when I decided, you know what? I want to follow God. I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to be the guy to get up there and preach. So I said, Lord, don't make me be the guy to get up there and preach, please. But I'll be a good Christian, you know, man and go to church, that kind of stuff. And that really happened after my sophomore year in high school when I went to a conference in Colorado. That's really where I sealed the deal with God to say, okay, I will follow you and I will be a Christian.
What happened at that conference? Why was that so pivotal?
You know, I think it was my heart was open to what the speakers were saying and to be in amidst other teenagers who I felt were committing themselves to do God's work. Not necessarily be pastors or anything like that, but to be a good teenager. And
a moment of transition is taking place in the life of Cordell Kikoa. As a young man, a student at Kamehameha Schools, God knew what was going on and he knew where he was going to take Cordell. Just like he knows how he's going to take us, where he's going to take us. And as you listen in with Cordell Kikoa, you'll find out more how his life relates to yours and God leads. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Who knows the end from the beginning? Well, God knows the end from the beginning, and he knows everything in between. And sometimes in our lives, there are changes that take place that may or may not be expected. It's even in those unexpected moments where God is also at work, as you will soon hear. as Kahu Cordell Kekoa, chaplain of Kamehameha School's Kapalama, in this pre-recorded interview, shares his story of what Christ has done in his life. And he continues now with explaining how God brought him to himself in a very personal way while he was in a youth gathering at a tender age where lives are transformed.
But to be a good teenager. And my mom had raised us on Ken Miedema, blind piano player, and he was there. So again, I think that opened my heart more to listen to him and think of my mom and, you know, just be where God wants me to be. And at that camp, there was this guy, the bowling alley was right next door to where we were. It's just a conference camp. So they had an indoor big area. It was almost like under a tent or a warehouse. So right next was about 10 bowling lanes. And I was in there just before they started one of the services. And all of a sudden, I hear some screaming coming from behind. So I run down the side, and the guy was trying to fix something, and the machine clamped down on his leg. So I helped somehow. He said, press these buttons and do this and do that. And the machine lifted off his leg, and I pulled him out and helped him out. And again, for me, that was, I mean, I still remember that episode, which helped me to say helping people also was important to me. And so I think that was pivotal for me to kind of make some of those connections. And not that I would be a perfect person, but that I wanted to be committed to God and to do what He wanted me to do.
A distinct moment where you respond to the Lord. Did you have any inkling of what you would be doing today as Kahu of Kamehameha Schools, Kapalama?
You know, that's funny you asked me that, Danny, because I had no inkling of that I would be doing what I am doing today. Again, I knew that I just wanted to do what God wants me to do, but I had already made an agreement. Please don't make me preach. That's not my gifting. Don't make me get in front of others and do that. And a quick story that kind of translates that with your question is I didn't know, but my mom knew. When I became the chaplain for Kamehameha, it was 2001. I had been at Kamehameha since 1989, 1991. I became full-time Christian ed in the middle school. And that's the time when, about the third year of my full-time employment as a Christian ed teacher, is when God spoke to me one day. And audibly, I heard in my right ear, it was the voice, very tender, almost a baritone voice, very nice. And it said, I wanted to go back there to teach business. But the business guy did not retire. So I just kept waiting my way out. And in the third year of being...
Which was your degree, was it?
It was my degree. That's right? Correct. My degree is in business. So I remembered I didn't learn some of the things I learned in college. So I thought I'd go back and teach that in high school to high schoolers. And so about my third year is when God said, I don't need you to teach business. I need you to teach my Hawaiian children about me. It was at that point that I looked around the classroom and was like, who is that? Who's telling me these things? And I realized that was the voice of God giving me my calling of what I'm supposed to do in this time period of my life. And so that's when I decided to stop coaching soccer at Kamehameha and to go back to get my degree. And my master's, since my undergraduate was in business. So I went back to International College and graduate school, got my Master's of Divinity, got my ordination. And in 2001, I became the chaplain of Kamehameha Schools. 2 years, actually almost 3 years into my chaplaincy, my dad and I were sitting down. My mom passed away in 1996, so she never did see me become the chaplain of Kamehameha. So 3 years into my chaplaincy, so about 2004, my dad and I are sitting and talking, and he says, son, did I ever tell you what your mom said about you? I said, no. He said, you were about 1 year old, and mom was holding you, and she was just rocking you back and forth. And she said, honey, come here. So my dad said, so I walked over to her, and she said, you know, Hacha, this boy, someday he's going to be the chaplain for Kamehameha Schools. She never did get to see me become the chaplain. But she saw that foresight as a mother. And so I said to my dad, "Dad, why didn't you ever tell me this?" He said, "I don't know. I just never thought to tell you." But it was in my third year as the chaplain that I learned that story. So I love to tell our female students, you know, dream big for your children. You know, don't hold back the dreams that you have for them, because God will weave your dreams for your children. And it worked for me. It happened for me. You know, at 1 year old, my mama prophesied, you know, and I never knew it until my third year as the chaplain. And, so that's incredible. It's not what I wanted to do, but God already had the plans woven and even my mom's dream for me.
And even how the Lord redirected you from you honestly thinking, feeling, hey, I want to go teach business. That's the natural way. I got my degree in business at Point Loma School, Point Loma University. But the Lord redirected your course. You are in such a strategic position at the school.
Yeah.
Because young, burgeoning lives are at the pivotal point of making fundamental decisions that will affect their future.
Yes.
And of course, their future, yes, but the future of society.
True.
Wherever they go. And beyond that, even the future of society for generations to come.
Yeah.
You talk about gals becoming mothers and grandmothers eventually. Mm-hmm. And with such a rich legacy of Kamehameha schools. So, knowing that, being there, what has been for you one of the most rewarding things being in your position?
You know, it has to be the people. It has to be the kids. Just kind of seeing the transformation. And, you know, one of the things I prayed, Danny, was, "Lord, I don't like adult problems." You know, I saw my dad helping somebody at church, and they'll come back again, and they got the same problem from the week before. And so I said, "Lord, I don't know if I can keep helping the same person over and over and week after week after week." So, you know, Lord, help me to understand and to maybe not have to deal with that so often. And Lord, I really don't think I'm very good at preaching. So maybe if I don't have to preach 52 weeks out of the year, that would really be great too. So when the door opened up and I became the chaplain for Kamehameha Schools, it was amazing for me that 98% of my congregation is under 18. I was like, okay, hallelujah. And they listen. You know, when you give a suggestion to them, they'll try it, and it makes a difference because they're very formidable and they're listening and trying to figure out their way. And I don't have to preach 52 weeks out of the year, because we have summer and Christmas and fall break and spring break and
those kinds of things.
It's a nice rhythm. So, and then I take students out to other churches. So the best thing that I have enjoyed is watching the transformation and the lives of our kids. And some of them coming back to say, "Kahu, this is what I'm doing now with my life. You know, Kahu, I want you to baptize my child. Can you do my wedding? You know, my dad passed away. Dad, Kahu, can you do my dad's funeral? He heard you and he listened to you and he liked what you said. And the family wants you to do the service." And, you know, little stories and tidbits like that for me gives me a satisfaction that I know I'm doing what God wants me to do and place it in the right places. So I think, you know, kids finding their calling, some of them even into the ministry, you know, and for me to know I had a little part in that. I mean, I'm thinking of a couple of the guys that are just incredible ministers now, where I just kind of put it out there saying, "I think you should give a chapel speech." And he'll call, "Oh, I can't do that." I think you can. It's tomorrow. So why don't you think about it tonight? We'll talk in the morning, and then you give a 15-minute speech to your classmates, 450 of them. "I don't think I can do that, Kahu." He's now a minister at a wonderful church here in Honolulu. So little things like that gives me the satisfaction, like you said, just making a difference in people's lives. But it's really for the Lord. And again, for me, it's our lahui. It's the people of Hawaii. To help them dream big and see Hawaii through the Lord's eyes and see the world through the Lord's eyes, and that they can make a huge difference. So that's, I think, been one of the most rewarding things for me.
As you've gone along, have there been moments where you discovered a grace that God has given in working with or ministering to young people? Has that happened?
I think part of the raising up of my family has helped me to understand grace on the ministry side. So, little things, just living life, like being a soccer coach, you know, and having episodes in the soccer game where it's educating these young men, but it's also life lessons that are coming into them. Little things like I'm practicing soccer with them and I go to kick the ball and I slip and I fall, boom, right on my back, and all the boys start laughing and laughing. And instead of getting upset with them, it's the fact of, I'm going to laugh along with them, you know? And that helps them to just, that's a part of the grace, but it's also a part of the real life happening with these young people.
What's it like to live life with young people? Hey, what if your congregation, the majority of your work, 98% were under the age of 18. Well, that's the story of Kahu Cordell Kekoa, the chaplain there at Kamehameha School's Kapalama. And he tells his girls, dream big for your children. God is a giver of dreams. He has a dream for you. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry.
plus a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Ever wonder why someone can do something with such ease and it causes growth to take place, and you would struggle with that? But did you also know, if you've ever had that thought, do you also know that there are certain things that you can do that others may find a lot more difficult for them? And there's growth that takes place when you do it. Sometimes what we do is we compare ourselves and we get sad because of what someone else has, and we don't appreciate what God has given to us. What I'm talking about is that special grace that God gives to each of us. We all have something or some things that are special. And Kahu Cordell Kekoa experienced that as he was moving about in the ministry that God had given him to the multitude of students at Kamehameha School's Kapalama campus as he serves today as the chaplain. He goes back. We'll go back in this pre-recorded interview with Kahu Cordell as he shares about God's grace, that and much more.
I think part of that also is just being a dad. You know, the most important disciples that I have are my own four children. And so, you know, so understanding that sometimes I have to go help other people's children. And so my child has to wait over here. You know, so they show me that grace that I then am able to turn that around and help them.
How has that unfolded? I mean, you're calling to ministry. You've been, it's a steward of a very honored post. Mm. And your family's involved too. So with your children, how did you teach them that?
You know that.
Because it's unique. Not everyone, not every child, his father is the kahu, mm-hmm, chaplain there at Kamehameha Schools.
And sometimes the difficulty was, you know, there's so many needs of people. There's so many needs. And so it might be as you're walking through the store and somebody stops you. And then we just let that person go, and 2 minutes later somebody else stops you. You know, so the kids would say, "Dad, we'll wait for you out in the car." And that's my little signal to say, my children are kind of getting tired of daddy being the kahu for Kamehameha Schools. Dad, can we go home? Sometimes I'll say, come on, guys, let's go to the store. Nah, that's okay, daddy. We're going to stay home. Those kinds of things that I have, I take that seriously from my own children. So that's where the balance to me comes in. You know, go back to the grace, right? The grace that I've been shown that I can then turn around and show. And sometimes it's helping people, but in different ways than what they anticipate. I don't have to stand there and listen to them, but I can refer them to somebody else or call my office or, you know, things like that. Somebody asked my daughter just about 3 weeks ago, just exactly what we're talking about. And, you know, are you okay with your dad being here? And, you know, so many people stopping him. And she said, you know what? I'm really proud of my dad. I'm really proud of my dad and the countless people that he helped. That makes me really happy. And yeah, nobody else can say that's their dad, you know, but that's my dad. So when I heard that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. You know, my daughter didn't tell me that, but she said that to this person who was asking. And a lot of things as ministers we hear. So that was a neat, neat story to hear that my eldest daughter had said that.
When you're working with people, ministering to people, you're in people's lives. It's inevitable. It's bound to happen. You're going to encounter heartache. Mm-hmm. You're going to encounter disappointment, people's disappointment, or personal shortcomings. You know, I should have said this. I should have done that. Mm-hmm. Just dealing with the very flow of everyday life.
Yeah.
How would you say the Lord has helped you through difficult times?
I'd have to go back to my mom and dad again and how they dealt with things. And it was always together and knowing that the Lord will provide and the Lord was always going to be there for them. And for me, it's when I go through a difficult situation, I need to go run. I need to go, you know, exercise. I need to get all that out of my system so that I can concentrate and think about these situations. I think sometimes I think too much rather than handing it all over to God. You know, I contemplate it, think about it, worry about it, wonder about it. And that's the human side of me, which I confess I'm not the perfect man. I'm just the guy that's been called by God to do what I do. And I think that's one thing that's good for people to hear, that Kahu is not perfect. Because some people put me up on a pedestal. Wow, you're Kahu for commitment schools. But I'm just me. And I'm just trying to live my life the same like you. I have a calling, and so do you. And so in my calling, I'm trying to do the best that I have been given and that God allows me to do. So I come back from, in your question, I'm not a perfect person. I will still make my mistakes. I still have my struggles. I still have my hard times. If somebody says something about what I said or did, okay, I have to take some time to process that and make sure that I'm okay, my heart's okay with that. Ultimately, just giving it all back to God and saying, you know, that this is yours. I'm just your vessel. So help me stay out of the way.
You talked about making sure my heart is okay.
Yeah.
How important is having the right heart?
Mm.
What would you say?
What would you want to have?
Yeah, you know, when you say, make sure my heart is right.
Yeah.
Because let me elaborate why I asked the question.
Okay.
See, I can say the right things, but my heart is not right.
Yeah.
Something is off.
Yeah.
But I've also found that when my heart is right before God and before people, and more specifically, when it's truly, genuinely, authentically a heart of love, I might even say something that might be a little off.
Yeah.
But even with that, it's okay because the heart is right.
Yes.
Where, you know, flip side.
Yeah.
So my thought was, for you, Kahu, how important is it for you in your position and what you do, when the heart can easily go awry, to make sure it's right? And how do you do it?
The easiest answer would be to stay in the Word. You know, to stay in God's Word, to stay in tune with what God wants from my heart and to continue to feed it. But when I come back to how much time do I have in a day? How many questions am I going to have? If I'm out praying with a family or a company or a business, even part of that, some of them are unchurched people. Some of them are people who don't understand what I'm trying to help them understand. And so I don't carry notes with me. Now these things, I let the Lord speak through me. And, for me, if I can see in someone's eye they got it, then my heart says, that's God speaking to them. I just happen to be the vessel for them. I understand not everybody's going to get when I speak, and I have to be okay with that. Everyone's going to make their own decision and choice when I speak. And whether I speak God's word, they're going to be at different places. Students will be at different places. So I just try to make sure that, like you said, as I'm listening to God speak, that I'm going to filter it and try to help bring the things out, whatever age appropriate level it is, so that they can get what I'm trying to hear from God. to speak to them. And that's when I see the twinkle in someone's eye, or I see a smile, or I see something, I was like, okay, Lord, someone's getting it. And then my heart's good with it. But again, you can feel it in here, down in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Okay, this is good. This is right. Mm-hmm. You know, and ultimately for me, when I put my head on my pillow at night, I want to make sure, okay, Lord, we were good teammates. You know, we did it good.
Perennial champions in many sports, much success among the student body, and where they go to college and the professions that they choose or are led into. A scenario. A student is on a team and they win a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of Kamehameha's championships.
Yes.
When you speak to the team,
yes,
what lesson would you want to convey to them, a life lesson at the point of victory?
The life lesson I always help them, whether they win or lose, is you give the glory to the Lord. That's the left. Every Kamehameha school student, when we go into the battlefield, they're going to get that lesson that this is all about God. Whether you play football or basketball or volleyball, it's a part of your life lesson. And it's going to come back to not just your skills, but God has blessed you with these skills. So give it back to God. Give him honor. Give him glory. And so even as we go into states, what we do, the three chaplains on the three campuses, what we'll do is we'll bring the teams together. So whether they're from Maui or Keaau or Kapalama.
A unique thing indeed, because the school is so vast. It spans, of course, across the island state of Hawaii. So there are multiple campuses, but they do something special when they do go to states. When there is success, what does Kahu tell his students? But then what about when you fail, when you fall short of a victory? What does he say then? Something good. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, when you face a setback, what do you do? How do you process that? Do you process that? Do you process it well? Well, Kahu Cordell Kekoa, before our break, was going into that, not only talking with his young people about how to respond to victory, championships, but how to respond to difficulties, even disappointments and failures. Something all of us could learn from listening to him. And so now here's more in this final segment with Kahu Cordell Kekoa.
And so even as we go into states, what we do, the three chaplains on the three campuses, what we'll do is we'll bring the teams together. So whether they're from Maui or Keaau or Kapalama, if they make it into the state championship tournament, then we bring them together and we'll have a little chapel. Well, when they're on Oahu, the tournament, then I will have a little chapel service with them. And after that chapel service and all the things that I've said, you know, we help them to understand you've gotten to the pinnacle of this season, you know, but God's helped you to get here and you've gone through some challenges, etc. It's just like life. And we pray together, you know, ask God's blessings over these young student athletes. And then I always close my chapels by giving the first cheer for Jesus. So every Kamehameha school's student, no matter what campus they come from, if they compete on Oahu, their first cheer, we bring our hands together, you know, 1, 2, 3, we go, Jesus! That's my way of saying, you know, tithing, your 10%, your first cheer has got to go for God. Then after that, we go Warriors or Imua or whatever. So those are all life lessons, you know, for these kids as they use their athletic ability.
What about when they lose? What's the life lesson then?
The life lesson is you're not going to win every season. Well, first of all, life is a season, and life is broken up into seasons. So that's one episode right there that they can help them understand, is that you're not going to win in everything that you do. So when you lose in something, it's that humility. It's that tiger within you that wants to figure it out and fight harder. That's a good thing, but channel it in the right place. And these are all good life lessons. Sometimes the lesson might be put on the full armor of God, you know, so that junk things don't come at you in these times of vulnerability when you want to give up. So there's a whole bunch of life lessons that have been thrown out at different times.
Yes.
And for me, it's just dependent upon the students, the attitude of the team, you know, what I sense as to what lesson I will give them. So there's tons of different lessons that we can give to them that help them outside. And we always try to tie in stuff outside of their sport rather than just their sport. But we'll use things like soccer, keeping your eye on the goal, you know, walking on the water, you know, keeping his eye on Jesus. You know, didn't when he took his eyes off Jesus, he began to sink. Soccer, you take your eyes off the goal, you're not going to be competitive and get the ball in the back of the net. Little things like that we can tie together for them to help them be successful off the field as well as on the field. So we'll tie together their son or daughter relationship to their parents, their friend to friend, boyfriend, girlfriend relationship, and guys, how to treat your girlfriend, you know, things like that. Girls, how to be girls and not things that you don't really want to be portraying. How you want to be a good teammate and as well as an athlete, you know, being a premier athlete at the varsity level at, you know, at Kamehameha.
What's your favorite scripture verse?
What's my favorite scripture verse? There's so many, but the one that just popped in my mind when you asked that is trust. You know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And that's been so true for me, you know. Not trusting in my ways, but trusting in His ways. And this is not what I wanted to do. I don't know if I ever told you that story, but this is not what I wanted to do. But God opened these doors and said, this is what I want you to do. So I went through those doors and I just trusted that the things were going to be what he needed me to be. So I acknowledge his ways and he has directed my path and continues to, as this is a season, you know, when the Lord says, okay, you Paul Kamehameha, I'm good. Okay, let's go. You know, so I have my own little business. I have fun with that and I do my ministry and it's, life is good. So that's been my mantra. Life is good. Thank you, Jesus.
What would you say to someone who's going through a really rough time right now?
You know, when I was teaching 7th and 8th grade, the message would be, wait till tomorrow. Because for middle schoolers, their problems go away overnight. When we get to high school, their choices have longer lasting ramifications. Their choice, the what happens. What I would say to that person is get on your knees. Get in tune with God. Find out what He wants for you. And when you're in tune with Him, when you're in the center of His will, no matter what all the things that go on around you, it will get better because He knows tomorrow's victory. And so just keep in His will. It's going to be a struggle a little bit right now, but watch for that. And then I think the other thing, and some even things for me, is take the step. Get out of the boat. Get out of the boat and walk towards Jesus, because sometimes we stay in that boat, you know, thinking, I'm going to stay here and it'll all be okay. Not realizing that maybe our boat's sinking. So I got to get out and walk towards Jesus.
Kao, can you lead in a prayer?
Absolutely.
For this dear one who is wrestling right now, struggling, maybe even discouraged or feels defeated.
Mm.
Could you pray for them?
Absolutely. Let's pray. Aloha mai ke akua me ke aloha pumehana. Father, thank you for being a God that is filled with love. Lord, a God that is filled with compassion. A God that cares for us in every single detail of our lives. Father, you are a great and mighty God. You know about yesterday. You know about today. But you also know about tomorrow. We don't understand tomorrow. But you do. And so, Father, for that one that is struggling with something, whatever it might be, Lord, we don't need to know what it is. We just want to hand it over to you. So, Father, on the altar, maybe it's in the church, on the altar, maybe in their car as they're driving right now, maybe in the altar in their home, Father, help them to find a place that they can come in tune with you. Lord, our prayer today is that you will come down and intervene into their lives, intervene into that situation. Lord, will you just kind of do a little laser prayer right to their thoughts, right to their heart, right to their hands, to the situation that they're involved with that is not pono, that is not good. Father, that's our prayer right now. Will you just intervene in whatever way that you need to so that this person can have a new life, can have a new beginning, and that beginning is with you. It might just be a slight change, or it might be a huge change. Our prayer right now, Lord, is that we will be able to discern and recognize, sometimes I got to get out of this situation. I need to remove myself from this situation. Sometimes it's, I just need to address the way I think so that the Lord can be infused into my thoughts. Lord, whatever it takes, I guess that's a great message right there. Lord, whatever it takes, help us to do. And then may you encourage our spirit to do. So thank you again for loving us. And Lord, we're not saying this is going to be right now. For some of us who are praying this prayer, that change is going to be immediate. Others of us, it might take a week. It might take a month. Help us to run the race. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you for who you are and whose we are. So please walk with us now from this day forward. Yes. In all that we think, in all that we say, and in all that we do, we give you praise and glory and honor.
Yes.
We pule these things, Kiaku, with much aloha. Amen ne no Kiaku apo. Amen.
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 Kahu kudel kikua, thank you for
You're
being with us today.
You're welcome.
Sharing heart to heart.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Danny.
Mahalo.
Mahalo.
That was a special moment indeed, a pre-recorded interview with Kahukudel Kikoa. You know, he spoke about so many things that are pertinent to our lives, one of which, you know, in the earlier segment, he talked about dreaming big for your children. I think that's a gift of a parent who has a large capacity. When they look at their child, they see potential. They see a future. You know, I think more and more it becomes evident that's a divine grace that God gives. In a busy world in which we live with so many distractions, for us to be able to see the potential in our children. And you know what? Here's a point of action. I think Kahukudel would concur, perhaps it would resonate even with his heart and his spirit, to take that vision, even as his mother years ago actually began to see him one day becoming the chaplain of Kamehameha Schools as he was a little baby. I would think that there were those moments when Kahu's mother prayed for him, prayed that God would move him and bless him in that way. And I think as a point of action, something that God has placed on our hearts for our children or our grandchildren, well, to begin to pray in that way. As we pray, there's an engagement that takes place between us and the Lord. Why do you think God distills an idea like that on your heart or on my heart? Could it be that he wants us to pray in accordance? And even though things might not seem like it's going in that direction, in fact, there are times when it seems like situations point us in an opposite direction, perhaps in a place of discouragement or discontent. And the Lord says, hey, continue to pray. That's where we engage in spirit with the Lord, and the Lord, the Holy Spirit, works and moves through us. Well, that's one practical point of application that I think we can move forward with in the overall time that we've had with Kahukudel Kikoa. He has been a gift of God's grace to us today, and I hope that it was a blessing to you to listen to him and to hear the insights that he has shared. Were you encouraged by these moments with Kahukudel Kikoa? I hope so. You can find out more about him and his ministry there at ksbe.edu. You know, God's timing is absolutely perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you, especially in this season of the year. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart, my friend, to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus, and to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 78 verse 4 says, "We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Kahukudel Kikoa. Find out more at ksbe.edu. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll